As the influenza season intensifies and just weeks into the new school term, public health officials are urging Vincentians to stay vigilant. Public health nurse in the Maracu and Calico districts, Vickley Joseph, shares vital insights on NBC Radio about the flu's impact. Joseph emphasizes that influenza is more than just a bad cold. With flu cases on the rise, she highlights the importance of good personal hygiene, staying home when sick, and wearing masks to protect not only oneself, but also the community.
Well, as we know that the flu, it's not just a bad cold. So simple steps such as personal hygiene, you take care of yourself, if you get sick, you go to the doctor, or you stay at home, you don't get in contact with persons. Those basic steps can help to prevent your co-workers, family members, and even those persons who you are taking, how you are seeing, like for workers who are working in public places. Mm-hmm. Customers and so forth.
Right.
You can transmit the virus or spread the virus to them. So if you try all these steps, when you're sick, you don't come to work at least for 3 days, as I said before. You wear a mask. If you are to come in close contact with co-workers or customers or any other person, you do that. So when you do all these things, you're not just protecting yourself, but you're protecting the community as a whole.
Joseph explains that the flu virus thrives in enclosed, poorly ventilated environments like buses and workplaces. She highlights how close proximity, shared surfaces, and touching one's face can contribute to the rapid spread of the virus.
Okay, in terms of the bus and the public areas, and so remember, in buses, the environment is very closed in. There is lack of ventilation per se, and the persons sitting close between one another. So the virus can easily spread. When persons talk in the bus or even sneeze and cough, as I said before, the virus can be easily transmitted. For those at their workplaces, you use the same bathroom, handrails, opening doors and the desk and so forth. You use that in the street, you go about it. There is same like handrails and stuff like that. You come into contact, the virus can be there. So when you do that and you put that, if you touch those areas and you put your hand in on your face or even your mouth and so forth, the virus can be transmitted like that.
Joseph stresses that prolonged symptoms like a fever lasting more than 3 days or respiratory issues warrant medical attention. She also highlights the need for prompt care in vulnerable groups, such as children, the elderly, and pregnant individuals to prevent complications.
Okay, so we talk about fever. So if you have a prolonged fever for say like over 3 days, you ought to seek medical attention. If you develop a respiratory problem, such as shortness of breath, chest pains and so forth, you may want to visit the doctor. If you have severe pain and aches and so forth, also you may want to see the doctor. For children, especially the persistent vomiting, because remember, children, if they lose a lot of fluid, it can lead to problems. So they might want to carry a child to seek medical attention. So if your symptoms subside and then suddenly reappear, or you get worse over a period of time, you also need to seek medical attention.
Public health nurse attached to parts of Maracu and the Calico district, Vickley Joseph. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.